For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I hope Matt's okay with it.
Does anyone really ask?
What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. Oh, yeah, baby. Normally our time to get into it with the Nationals. Again, they are already underway and playing. And in the sixth inning, losing to the Chicago Cubs 1-0. That's not really the story. I mean, the story is playing out the string here. They were feisty and plucky last night. Patrick Corbin and one of his, I would presume, maybe he's got one more start left. Maybe he's got two. I haven't done exactly the math. But one of his final starts with the Nationals was not very good. He's been much better of late, but not very good last night. The Cubs are playing for something. They're not out of it by any stretch of the imagination. That's the baseball story. You just hope that nobody gets a terrible injury or anything like that. We're not going to spend a whole lot of time on it. But again, right now they are trailing the Cubs 1-0 after losing a fourth in a row last night. But we want to let you know that because the ball game is on. And today's game day weather is presented by Pepco. Right now, it's 87 degrees in Chicago. Only a 15% chance of humidity. A precipitation the rest of the afternoon. So they should have no problem getting the rest of the ball game in. And that's good. And a Friday afternoon in Wrigleyville in Chicago is just Americana, man. I've been there a couple of times for a Friday afternoon game. You know, you go out to the bars around Wrigleyville. It's been a while since I've been there, so, you know, I don't know how much has changed and all that. But there aren't many cooler places on planet Earth than Wrigley Field, Wrigleyville, the north side of Chicago. Man, I miss some of those days. I miss those younger days when I could drink like a fish, baby. Today's game day weather is presented by Pepco. Storm season is here, and we know a little prep makes a big difference. Get storm informed at pepco.com/storm prep. In case you missed our thoughts on Shohei Ohtani earlier, again, the biggest thing that I will just say is we finally get to see Shohei Ohtani play in October. Maybe he's played in October, last regular season weekend. I'm sure he has. But I mean October, October, as in October, October, as in the baseball postseason. Cannot wait for that. That's going to be great. One other story that we mentioned once, but we didn't spend any time on because why would we? Joel Embiid and Josh Harris's Philadelphia 76ers reaching a three-year, $192.9 million extension. So Uncle Josh spending some money. I mean, obviously, you should, you would. No surprise there. What was interesting, and I think what sort of spurred some of this conversation, although I'm not 100% sure on this, but you know who was on Sports Radio 94 WIP this morning in Philly on the Odyssey app? And that was the guy that we just cannot get enough of. And I don't mean that quite honestly in a positive way. Jason Kelce, who's everywhere. Who I need you to tone it down a little bit. I know Trav is, doing what he's doing with old Tay-Tay. We don't need any more of the Kelce brothers. And like a friend of mine told me, Mama Kelce is now starring in her own, Hallmark Channel documentaries or something like that right around the holidays. Enough. Enough. But Jason Kelce this morning on WIP in Philadelphia, When talking about the Philadelphia 76ers and Josh Harris and his new arena, not in his new arena, his hopes to build a new arena, which they were hoping to build in Center City, and now they're talking about maybe having to build across the river in Camden, New Jersey and whatnot. Jason Kelce said, quote, they're strong-arming the city. What to do? What to do? That doesn't make sense. Do you risk losing the Sixers? It just sucks. The ownership group isn't Philadelphia. He's got a New Jersey Devils team, a Philadelphia team, and now a Washington team. Ooh, big words, tough guy words from Jason Kelce. Don't trust that Josh Harris guy. He's got a New Jersey team. He's got a Philadelphia team. And he's got a Washington team. Listen, three different sports. It's all in the sort of Northeast Mid-Atlantic. He said he already doesn't really do much with the Devils. The Sixers and the Commanders are his baby. And I would assume that if you asked him, like, the Commanders are a clear number one, and the Sixers are down here. Not saying anything wrong with that. Just because Josh Harris is not from Philadelphia does not mean he doesn't care about Philadelphia. Does not mean he doesn't want to win a championship. Does not mean that he doesn't want to build an arena. But what it does mean is when all of you guys talk about RFK, 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 and Landover, and this, that, and the other thing, and you want the RFK, Josh Harris is a businessman. Like, he wants to win for Washington, D.C., and for the organization he grew up loving and rooting for here. And he said all the right things, and him and Mitchell Rails and Magic Johnson and so on and so forth. Mark Ein, again, they're businessmen. And they will go, I think, with whoever presents them the best and most favorable deal. And they will push for whatever they can push for. And strive for whatever they can strive for. And it doesn't matter whether they're from Philadelphia and representing the Philadelphia 76ers or from Washington and representing the Washington Commanders. If you think Josh Harris is into charity, if you think Josh Harris is not going to want public money to build a new football stadium, whether it be in Landover, whether it be in the district at RFK, or in Virginia, I suppose. If you think that's not going to happen, if you think that's not the thought process, you're not paying attention.
And, I mean, I will say I don't share your hatred for Jason Kelce. I like the New Heights podcast. I think that he's an entertaining person. I think he's a good person. And I think he's a good role model for the league, for just, like, people that have come out that are sane, that are still entertaining and personalities, but not crazy. So I don't agree with that, but I would like to point out, he's from Ohio. Philly adopted him, but he's from Ohio.
That's a good point. That's a good point. I bet you he had no problem with that, right? Now, he's also not trying to build a stadium, you know, so that's a good point. I should point out, I don't hate Jason Kelce. I don't hate Travis Kelce, Donna Kelce, any of them. Good for them. It's just a little bit too much. They're omnipresent. They're everywhere. You know, it's like the rats in New York City. They're everywhere. No, I'm just teasing. They're just everywhere. Everywhere you turn. He's doing a chunky commercial. He's dancing around in an Italian jumpsuit. We know Tay-Tay and the impact that's had on the NFL. I mean, don't get me wrong. The NFL loves it because the NFL is getting $3, $4, $5 million more viewers per game, especially with the Chiefs. In a lot of big-time primetime spots, i.e. this Sunday night, because of Taylor. Not because of the Chiefs, because of Taylor. Just keep that in mind. Just a lot of the Kelces. I'm on Kelce overload right now. It's not a bad thing. I'm just on Kelce overload. All right, that does it for cleanup on aisle three.
Cleanup in aisle three.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.